This episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Grammarly. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/creative. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including the new book, The Motivation Code, releasing on October 6th. This is the most exciting book project I've ever been a part of. And I don't say that with every book. This is, I think, the book of all the books I've written, this is the one that I'm most excited to get in your hands. Let me explain why. 4 years ago, my friend Rod Penner took me through a motivation assessment. I was very skeptical, and what I discovered changed my life. And that assessment was a result of 50 years of research into what really drives people. And it was called the Motivation Code Assessment. And so I spent the last 4 years of my life writing a book about this. And I want you to have the same experience that I had in 2016. So if you go to themotivationcode.com and you pre-order the book, we're going to bundle the full Motivation Code Assessment with the book. It's normally a $49 value. So go to themotivationcode.com, pre-order before October 6th, and register your pre-order. And we're going to send you a code when the book launches to take the full Motivation Code Assessment. I think you're going to be really, really thrilled with what you discover about yourself. It's really changed the way that I approach my day-to-day life. So again, it's themotivationcode.com. Well, today I want to talk about something that's come up a couple of times in recent conversations with people who are leading teams, because it's something I'm seeing more and more of. We are, of course, learning new ways of working. And part of learning those new ways of working is figuring out maybe some assumptions that we're making, because there are communication gaps. There are gaps in our ability to connect with one another, because we're not just casually running into one another. We're not just around each other all the time. We're not having physical meetings where we can just ask a casual question. Conversation right now has to be intentional. It has to be purposeful. We have to go out of our way to make sure we're communicating what we need to communicate. Well, part of that challenge is that assumptions can fill in the gaps where there's a lack of communication. So today I want to talk about a phenomenon that I wrote about in my last book, Herding Tigers. It's what I call ghost rules. These are invisible narratives or assumptions that creep into our lives and affect our ability to create work, to collaborate with clients, to collaborate with our team, to generate ideas, to share those ideas. All of these things are impacted by these invisible narratives, these ghost rules that can creep into our lives. So we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. Before we do, I want to let you know a couple of things. First of all, in September, here in just a couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of three live online events called Creative Leader Roundtable. So I want to spend time with you. I want to spend time with your team, working you through the elements of a healthy culture. What does it look like to collaborate right now? What does it look like to protect our time and attention, to have meaningful conversations? We're going to address the difficult stuff. We're going to talk about the deeper issues related to creating on demand and leading teams of people who are creating on demand. So if you want to know more about that, just go to creativeleaderroundtable.com. Again, it begins on September 15th. So you want to make sure you sign up before that at creativeleaderroundtable.com. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. So I write books. It's what I do. And it astounds me. You know, I tend to think of myself as a pretty good writer, generally. I mean, I would hope so. I've written now 5 books, right, in the last 10 years. It always astounds me when I get my rough draft back from my editor for the first round of editing, how many grammatical mistakes I made, how many things I just misunderstood and I wrote improperly, or things that I wrote that I thought sounded great when I wrote them. And in retrospect, they were just bad grammar. They just weren't what they needed to be. They weren't getting my idea across in the proper way. Well, whether you're communicating with your team online or you're working on a project, Grammarly is the digital writing tool you can always rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. Grammarly works across multiple platforms, including Gmail, Google Docs, and Slack. So there's more to writing than just catching spelling mistakes, right? Grammarly can help you write confidently no matter where you are, no matter what tool you're using, what platform you're using, Grammarly can help you get the most out of your writing. It's the digital writing assistant that helps more than 20 million people put their best words forward. So signing up for a Grammarly account is free, and it gives you real-time spelling and grammar checks as you write. It works where you work, so you can communicate with clarity and confidence on every platform. Grammarly catches my mistakes before they get out in the world, which is what you want, right? You want something that catches those mistakes before they get out into the world. And Grammarly Premium has a whole bunch of additional power pack features like clarity suggestions. It's a feature that makes your sentences clear, concise, and crisp by cutting out unnecessary words and redundant words, which is frankly a problem for me. Sometimes I use the same word over and over. I don't even realize I'm doing it. It offers vocabulary suggestions. You can avoid overused words and you can avoid sounding redundant to keep your readers engaged. It's also a feature that helps you expand your vocabulary and replaces boring or bland words with more exciting, effective, and memorable ones. Listen, especially these days, writing and how you communicate through writing is so important. You have to be clear, you have to be concise, you have to be focused. And those who write the best get opportunities. I'm telling you, if you're writing a proposal, the best written proposal is going to get the attention. If you're vying for a promotion, if you write clear, concise, effective emails to your manager, you're going to be at the front of the line. I'm just telling you, writing is one of those absolutely killer skills. And Grammarly is your secret weapon. So here's the deal. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/creative. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/creative. That's grammarly.com/creative. And we thank Grammarly for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's talk about ghost rules. I'm actually going to read a section from a chapter in Herding Tigers. It's about culture, because this really has to do with culture. It has to do with the norms that we adopt as a culture. And this section is called Prune the Ghost Rules. So Ella was a successful manager at a very large company. I was challenging her to think in a new way about a tricky problem she was attempting to solve. But when I offered my thought, she quickly responded, "Nope, that won't work here." I paused, a little stunned at her abruptness, and I asked, "Why not? Why won't it work?" And she looked at me as if collecting her thoughts. And after a few moments, she replied, "Good question." After further dissection, we realized that Ella's response had been hardwired into her by a previous manager who often had strong, fear-based opinions about new ideas. "That won't work here" was a common reaction to many of Ella's fresh thoughts. And over time, she began to adopt these opinions as hard fact. What Ella had come up against are what I call ghost rules, or these invisible limitations that people or teams place upon themselves for no good reason. Sometimes these baked-in assumptions can become organizational limits, right? They become baked-in organizational assumptions about what is and what isn't possible. And the net result is that the team artificially limits the places it looks for ideas or value, or we limit who we'll talk with, we limit who we collaborate with, all of these kinds of things. And especially right now when we are not working face-to-face so often, it's easy to allow these ghost rules to creep in. So in order for your team, if you're leading a team, or for all of us to feel freedom to do our best work, we have to regularly prune ghost rules from our culture, from our lives. And this, by the way, even if you don't lead a team, this is important for you to limit those ghost rules and how they affect you and your personal creating. So here are a couple of examples of ghost rules that I frequently see. What will and won't work? Sort of like I just mentioned with Ella, right? So a manager from a large company once told me that he was instructed not to pursue a particular idea because, quote, "someone tried that back in the 1980s and it didn't work," end quote. Now, apart from the laws of physics, a lot of things have changed in the past 30 years, and it's probably wise to revisit some of these baked-in organizational assumptions from time to time, just like Ella did, and ensure that you're not missing potentially valuable insights. So is there any place, friends, where you are paralyzed because of assumptions or narratives about what will or what won't work? That'll never work around here. The client will never go for that. That idea won't play. We can't possibly introduce blank. You need to challenge any declarative statement by asking why. If there are any examples that come to mind when I say that, you need to ask yourself, why? Why am I making that assumption? Why do I believe that to be true? Now, it might be a valid assumption, for sure. It might be a valid assumption. But it's very possible that could be a ghost rule. It could be a limiting narrative that's affecting how you see the work. If you don't have an answer to why, it's possible that you're operating by assumption, not by fact. So is there any place where you're making a declarative statement about what will and what won't work? And you need to challenge that. If so, you need to challenge that declarative statement. Ask yourself, why do I make that assumption that this won't work, or that the client won't go for this, or that we can't introduce this idea? Okay. The second area where ghost rules can crop up is who can and can't introduce an idea. So some teams have invisible rules about who's allowed to contribute ideas to a project, who's allowed to offer thoughts or criticism about a decision. And although you do need to have some protocol for sharing ideas and offering critiques and interacting with each other, for sure, narrowing your scope of vision to just a handful of people can be extremely limiting. So we need to ensure that everyone on the team understands clearly what's expected of them and the actual process for sharing feedback or ideas, not the perceived one. So if we only, especially, listen, if you're leading a team, this is very important. If you pay special attention to just a handful of people, the rest of the people are going to get the clue, and they're not going to share ideas as readily if you don't give them the attention they're due when they share ideas, right? Are team members limiting feedback or shrinking back from offering insights because they feel it's not their place to do so? Is there any place as a leader where you're seeing that your certain team members just don't seem to be offering ideas? It could be because you're sending false signals about who can and who can't introduce ideas, or about what happens to you if you introduce a bad idea, because there are bad ideas. I know people say there are no bad ideas. No, there are bad ideas. For sure, there are bad ideas, but we still need them. We still need these bad ideas to be introduced, because sometimes those bad ideas spark better ideas. So we have to identify and eliminate these ghost rules from our culture by replacing them in the moment that we catch them with principles that we want to reinforce. So, for example, in a meeting, if you're in a Zoom call right now, if you're in a meeting after this is all over with, call on people who never share and ask them to offer their opinion. Make sure that you're spreading attention around the team, and invite new people to meetings who are always on the outside. Shake up the assumptions with actions that are rooted in core principles. Who are you as a team? What kind of values do you want to see? And make sure that your actions are aligned with those core principles. Okay, so who can and who can't introduce an idea is another place where ghost rules emerge. All right. A third one is what is and what isn't acceptable behavior. So expectation escalation can quickly take over a team's culture and turn it into a pressure cooker. When a team member decides to come in at 7 a.m. one morning, another one makes it 6:45, and then the following morning, then 6:30, and then pretty soon the cultural thermostat is set. And the assumed behavior is we are a culture that expects people to arrive at work before the sun rises. Or in today's virtual world, it could be we're a team that expects everybody to respond to emails in the first 30 seconds after they get them. Right, which is not a reasonable assumption, but that can become a baked-in ghost rule. Or we're a culture where nobody responds to email. We can't possibly get the attention of anybody on our team. Nobody responds. You have to call them, because if you email them, they will not respond to you for a week. That could be a baked-in cultural assumption as well that's being reinforced by behavior on the team. So are there behaviors that you're seeing in your life or on your team that are assumed to be expectations, or that are assumed to be part of what the culture values, but are in fact simply a result of expectation escalation or the result of false assumptions that you're making based on these ghost rules about how we operate as a team? We have to identify them. We have to squelch them. Okay. And if you're a manager, it's very important. You have to identify and squelch these ghost rules. The worst part about ghost rules is that some leaders actually use them to manipulate the team into achieving the results they want, regardless of the negative consequences. So they might allow team members to believe certain things to be true, like working weekends is expected, responding to email in 10 seconds is required, you know, or challenging certain people's ideas is off limits in order to make their own life easier. And this kind of manipulation works for a while. It does. It gets results in the short term, but eventually it will catch up with you. It will, because you're not building a healthy, vibrant culture that's based on trust. All brilliant creative work is the result of trust. You have to trust the process. You have to trust the leader. You have to trust your abilities. You have to trust that there's an idea on the other side of the great leap. If there's no trust, you cannot do brilliant creative work. So although people might comply with ghost rules in order to keep their jobs, these leaders are not going to maintain the trust and respect of their team for long, and you will not be able to maintain your pace for long if you're living according to these ghost rules. So you want to operate by simple, clear principles so that we can be messy and we can be risky with the work. We don't want to be living by a bunch of invisible standards, a bunch of invisible rules that may or may not be true. So here's my challenge for you. Is there any place where you're living with a ghost rule about what will or what won't work? You know, ideas that maybe you're not willing to try because you just assume they're not going to work from the beginning. We need to challenge those assumptions. Listen, sometimes those places we assume aren't going to work, those ideas we assume aren't going to work, or those methods we assume aren't going to work. Sometimes everybody else is assuming the same thing, and then we try them and they actually provide value that nobody else is creating because everybody else is assuming the same thing you are. It's in the places we assume there's no value often that great value resides. We have to be willing to walk through those places from time to time and check and see, is this a valid assumption? So check your assumptions. Number two, who can and can't introduce an idea? Is there any way in which you're limiting your feedback, you're limiting your contribution to the team because you assume it's not your place to do so, or you assume that you're not one of the people who can introduce an idea? Or as a leader, as a manager, are you creating a culture in which people assume they're not welcome to the conversation? Okay, so we have to make sure that we're not allowing that to happen. We need to prune those ghost rules wherever we find them. And then finally, what is and what isn't acceptable behavior? Is there any kind of behavior that, like unhealthy behavior, being reinforced right now by ghost rules? There could be all kinds of negative, unhealthy, unfortunate behavior cropping up because of the new situation that we're living in. And we can let that go for a while. We can allow those kinds of things to slide for a while because of the extreme circumstances we find ourselves in. But now we have to figure out how to live within these constraints that we have. We have to establish culture within the uncertainty. So you can't allow these kinds of behaviors to go on for long, because if you do, you will normalize them. And once you normalize them, they're just a part of the culture. They're baked in. Okay, so you have to make sure you're defining what is and what isn't acceptable behavior, and that you're pruning any ghost rules that you find about what is and what isn't acceptable behavior, things that are inconsistent with the culture that you want to see on your team and in your organization or in your own life, right? Where are there ghost rules emerging in your life that are simply inconsistent with what you value? All right, prune the ghost rules, the invisible narratives. They will limit you, they will prevent you from being effective, and ultimately they will affect the body of work that you're building. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Again, creativeleaderroundtable.com. Would love to spend 3 sessions with you talking about leadership and creativity and all the things that you're dealing with right now. So creativeleaderroundtable.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. I'm gonna take